Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Tracy Stallard. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Davenport. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hart. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Hart steals second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier takes first base on ball four. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel takes first base on ball four. Hart moves to third. Lanier moves to second. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel takes first base on ball four. Hart scores. Lanier moves to third. Bertel moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-1 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier scores. Bertel scores. Herbel moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood who is chasing the ball. Davenport reaches third base with a triple. Herbel scores. Schofield goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Giants. Nelson Briles now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0-1 in the game. Gabrielsen strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gabrielsen out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-1 in the game. Flood takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Herbel hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herbel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0-for-1 in the game. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schofield. The throw from McCarver to Galliano and they have Schofield trapped. The throw over to White, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Savage pinch hits for Nelson Bryles. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Herbel drops the ball. Brock moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Flood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Giants. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0 for 2 in the game. Galliano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. Boyer scores. White moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Masanori Murakami now pitching. Mike Shannon pinch hits for Tito Francona. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lanier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing right field. Ray Washburn now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Matty Alou pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Galliano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Washburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bertel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing left field. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Savage moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Flood reaches second base with a double. Savage scores. Grote goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Giants. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Giants. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Davenport bunts towards the mound. Washburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays is walked intentionally. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Galliano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesu Alou pinch hits for Matty Alou. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schofield scores. Mays moves to third. It's 8-5, Giants. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Len Gabrielson. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jesu Alou now playing right field. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. White reaches second base with a double. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Hal Woods Hick. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lindsay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.